Hi, this is Ben Montsench from The Heartbreakers. Welcome back to Tom Petty and American Treasure, All Access.
Thanks, Ben Mont. On October 20th, 1979, Tom Petty and The Heartbreakers released their breakthrough album, Damn the Torpedoes. Over the previous year, while they were recording this masterwork, Tom was fighting for his artistic life, trying to get out of a horrific record deal he had signed earlier. He would go from the recording studio to the courtroom. Finally, he and his management team came up with brilliant strategies to win their court battle by telling the truth.
Did you actually, like, move the tapes around?
Oh, yeah. We hired him, a roadie that's been with me my whole life. I think he was there at birth plugging things in. This is Bugs, who's my guy, who's always been with me since forever. And he would take the tapes, and then he put a different name on them. And at the end of each session, he would load them in his car and drive off and not tell me where they were. So when I went on the stand and was asked where they were, I'd say, I don't know. He'd bring them back. Or he'd have, like, someone I didn't know drive them away. So and they said, who took them? And go, I don't know.
So you could under oath tell the truth.
Yeah.
And still get to do your record.
Yeah, because if I'd said where they were, they immediately would have seized them and I couldn't have continued working. And I wanted to finish the album.
Tom and the band did finish the album. They won their court battle and got a fair record deal. And the album became a smash hit, reaching number 2 on the Billboard album charts.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around me, I can somehow rise above it. Yeah, man, when I got that little girl standing right by my side, you know, I can tell the whole wide world. Shout it, hey, here comes my girl. Yeah, she looks so right. She is all I need tonight.
Every now and then I get down to the end of a day, I have to stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye and says, we don't last forever, man. You know I can't begin to die, honey. No, but it just feels so good, so free, so right. I know we ain't never gonna change our minds about it. Hey,
here comes my girl. Here comes my girl. Yeah.
Like ain't nothing left no more. I find myself having to reach out and grab hold of something. Yeah, I just catch myself wondering, waiting, worrying about some silly little things don't add up to nothing. And then she looks me in the eye, says we don't last forever, man. You know I can't begin to die, eh? Oh, cause it just feels so good, so free, so right. I know we ain't never gonna change our minds about it. Hey, here comes my girl. Here comes my girl.
alternate version of the Damn the Torpedo song, Here Comes My Girl. Another unreleased song on the new box set is an autobiographical song called Gainesville. That's the town in Florida that Tom and the Heartbreakers met and grew up in. Here's Heartbreaker guitarist Mike Campbell on how he came to be a lifelong friend and bandmate of Tom Petty.
I was living in a farm out at the edge of Gainesville, and I had short hair. I just dropped out of college, and I was hiding from the Vietnam draft. I had a band that broke up. I saw an ad at the college that said, Mudcrutch looking for a drummer. And I had seen Mudcrutch on the campus. They were kind of a Burrito Brothers type band, country rock. And so my drummer that was living with me, Randall Marsh, I said, you should try out for these guys. So he brought him out to the house to audition him. And I'm in the back room, and he comes in and goes, it just turns out their guitar player quit the other day. Would you want to come sit in? And I said, sure. So I walked in. I had a $60 Japanese guitar that my dad sent me from Okinawa. And I walked in with my short hair and cut off jeans, and they looked at me and went, oh God, not this. And so I said, what songs do you know? And I said, how about Chuck Berry's song? You know Johnny B. Goode? And they go, yeah. So we looked into that. And about a minute into it, they looked at me and their whole faces changed. And they went, and we got to the end, they said, you're in our band.
Ben Montench.
Ryan Elliott said, do you remember a song called Gainesville from Echo? And I was sitting with Mike and I think Adria at Ryan's place, and he puts up this song. I had forgotten the title, but the second the riff came on, I went, I remember this song, but I hadn't remembered the lyric. The lyric is just such a beautiful remembrance of what it was like in Gainesville, Florida, which in the late 60s and early 70s had a fantastic rock and roll scene. Florida had a fantastic music scene, all kinds of music, but especially rock and roll. Damn, and he just nailed the whole thing. He's talking about Mudcrutch at the beginning. He says, Sandy loading up the van. Sandy was my friend who first said to me, you've got to see this band Mudcrutch. It's that guy Petty who used to work at Lipham's Music. And I went, okay. And I went to see them play, and I wound up in the band. And it captures the feeling, Gainesville. Just, this is a lovely song.
Homegrown in the headphone, Sandy loading up the van, singing through the speaker. You're all right anywhere you land.
previously unreleased, but now out in sonic splendor on Tom Petty and American Treasure, Gainesville.
Hi, this is Ben Montench from the Heartbreakers. More from Tom Petty and American Treasure when All Access returns.